Hi, welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 85 for April 1st, 2007. This is an abbreviated edition of Whiskey Cast. If you heard the last episode, I had talked about planning to be at this week's opening of George Washington's distillery at Mount Vernon, but life intervened instead. Without going into the details, one of my daughters has spent the week in the hospital, and while she'll be okay in a few more days, I needed to be with her this week instead of going to Mount Vernon. I'll get down to George's estate for a future episode, and while there's no major topic this time around, there are a few headlines that are worth reporting. The winners of this year's San Francisco Spirits Competition are out, and while you'll find a link to the complete list of winners at the WhiskeyCast website, here are some of the highlights. Bowmore's 18-year-old Islay Single Malt was named Best of Show among whiskeys. Sazerac Straight Rye was named the top North American whiskey. Canadian Club Classic 12-year-old was honored as Best Canadian Whiskey. Redbreast 12-year-old Pure Pot Still was chosen the Best Irish Whiskey, and Distiller of the Year went to Highland Park for its 12-year-old single malt. Johnny Walker's Anniversary Edition of Blue Label was named the top blended scotch. Again, there's a link to the complete list of winners at WhiskeyCast.com. There's a new edition of Johnny Walker Blue Label that may well win some awards next year. The King George V edition is only available in Asia right now. What makes it unusual is that it's blended with whiskeys from distilleries that were operating during George V's reign, which lasted from 1910 until 1936. Note that I said operating distilleries, not whiskeys distilled during that period. If that were the case, I guarantee you it would cost a lot more than the estimated $600 a bottle that the U.S. version will retail for. You may recall a few weeks ago that Heaven Hill announced plans to expand the Bernheim Distillery in Louisville. Now Heaven Hill plans to expand its production facilities in Bardstown. The state of Kentucky has approved an incentive package to add a new bottling line at Heaven Hill that could add the capacity for up to 1 million new cases of spirits a year. The plant handles Heaven Hill's Evan Williams bourbon, as well as the company's other spirits brands. Of course, this coming week is Tartan Week in New York City. Whiskey Live is Wednesday night. Old Pulteney plans the American debut for its 17- and 21-year-old single malts that night. Both have been available in other worldwide markets, but until now, Americans have only been able to get the 12-year-old expression. I'll have more from Whiskey Live on the next episode of Whiskey Cast. Don't be surprised if you see some guys showing a little leg on Thursday. Feel free to be shocked, maybe even a bit queasy at the sight, though. Seriously, the Glenlivet is sponsoring its Wear a Kilt to Work Day. Here's the Glenlivet's Andy Nash.
What Glenlivet is doing is challenging men to wear a kilt to the office, and it coincides with Tartan Week. So basically what we're doing during that week is getting guys to wear their kilts for charity and really celebrate their Scottish roots.
And is it anybody in particular or just anybody that wants to?
Anybody that wants to. We're doing, you know, we have a lot of people on our Glenlivet Society who have asked if they can do this, and they're getting sponsored in their workplaces to wear a kilt. We have a number of journalists who are doing this. We have a number of our local distributors who are doing this. So there's people in cities all across the United States who will be doing this and basically baring their knees for charity Thursday, the 5th of April this year.
Any particular charity or whatever the user chooses?
We do have a charity set up, which is we have a long-standing relationship with Direct Relief International. However, in certain places, people are choosing, you know what, they'll wear the kilt and they'll give to their own local charity. So they'll get sponsored by friends and family and give to their own local charities. But, you know, the key thing is that, you know, people get out there, celebrate their Scottish heritage with the Glenlivet and make some money for charity.
I need to correct an error from the last episode. I reported that this past week's Glenlivet City Links tour stop in Houston was the final one for the spring. In fact, there will be a stop in Denver from April 11th through the 20th and one in San Francisco, May 2nd through the 11th. Finally, just a few other upcoming events. April 9th through the 13th is Whiskey Week in Chicago, with nightly events leading up to the sold-out Malt Advocate Whiskey Fest on April 13th. You'll find a full list of events that week on the WhiskeyCast website. Maker's Mark holds its annual Thoroughbreds and Redheads Weekend at Keeneland Raceway in Lexington on the 13th and at the Distillery in Loretto on the 14th. And the Whiskies of the World Expo is in San Francisco on the 14th. That same weekend is the Pot Still Festival in the Dutch city of Amersfoort. Whiskey Messe is in Vienna, Austria, and Whiskey Live is in Lyon, France that weekend. As always, you'll find a complete list of worldwide whiskey events on the WhiskeyCast website. The address is www.whiskeycast.com. And that's all for this abbreviated edition of WhiskeyCast. My email address for questions and suggestions is comments@whiskeycast.com. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2007, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.